DA leader John Steenhuisen says it is too early to discuss coalitions. He said their priority is the 10 parties that form the Multi-Party Charter for South Africa, MPC. Steenhuisen said they would wait for the counting to conclude before they would decide who to go into a coalition with. The DA is the second biggest party. At noon on Friday, just over 60% of the votes were counted.
We haven't started engaging any parties, certainly no parties outside of the Multi-Party Charter. Our loyalty is to the MPC, those 10 parties. We have a signed agreement with them. And obviously what we're going to be doing is, once the final results are known, we will meet with those parties to look at the lie of the land, look at the cards that have been dealt by the voters, and decide how we're going to play them. I think it's still far too premature to be talking about who you're talking to and who you're not talking to, with just over 50% of the votes. And there's a lot of counting still to happen. The metros are still going to come in. I think there's going to be some movement on that board. And I think once that final result comes in, hopefully we'll know late Saturday, early Sunday, if the board doesn't crash again, that's what the lie of the land is.
Speaking to media at Northwood High School in KwaZulu-Natal, where he cast his vote on Wednesday, Steenhuisen said they were confident the MPC would garner more than 50% of votes. On Friday, when asked what he thought of Action SA's performance, which is one of the parties in the MPC, Steenhuisen said he was disappointed. However, he said he sees a great future for the MPC.
Obviously, I'm also disappointed. Action SA told us that they were going to bring 10.56% to the table when we meet at Emperor's Palace. It doesn't look like that's going to materialize. But obviously, it is disappointing. But as I said, it's still early days. The metros are still going to come in, and I think there is some parties largely do better in those metro areas. So I think we need to wait for those final results to come in. But I think that keeping a strong group of people who come together around values and principles is going to be invaluable as we navigate the choppy waters that lie ahead of us in terms of coalition politics. We've built up a relationship of trust with the parties there. We've been working together well. We've been able to synthesize policies. There's a good values fit. And I think it would be a shame to just let the MPC fall by the wayside. We've got a local government election coming in 2 years' time, and I think it would make more sense for us to look at how we expand and grow the rational centre in South Africa rather than just simply abandon it. So I still see a great future for the Multi-Party Charter and its parties.
The DA leader also shared his views on the Electoral Commission of South Africa's performance during the elections. Steenhuisen said the IEC has been a disaster, and the DA would not let it get away with this, as it had promised the smooth running of this year's polling.
Disaster in this election. It was our biggest opponent that wasn't on the ballot paper. And I think they're going to be responsible at the end of the day for at least 1% of vote worth of vote share for us. Long queues, voters repelled, turned away, unable to exercise their democratic right. You've got one job. You've got 5 years to prepare for it. So we're not going to let the IEC get away with this again. They promised us after 2021 and the shambles that was there, that cost us Nelson Mandela Bay because of the long queues and inefficiencies, that they were going to fix things. Well, we had to trust but verify. Well, the proof is now on the table for everyone to see. It was a complete shambolic state of affairs. And I want to thank all of those voters who stayed in the queues for 6-8 hours to cast their vote. I want to say thank you to them. And obviously to those who did not cast their vote, I'm going to make very, very sure that the IEC are held accountable.
Reporting 4 Times Live, I am Demi Buzo.